Ow.
Hello, hi. Humans.
Ow.
Okay. Hello. Welcome back to the pretty much nothing podcast, because this is a podcast with literally nothing on it.
True.
But in today's episode, we have something. So I came up with the topic of pretty much just, why do I keep saying pretty much? I think it's because
so
of the
annoying.
Title. Okay, whatever. So talking about, I actually don't know what you would specify the topic as, but yesterday.
We were just discussing, well, more like screaming at our mom.
We were talking to our mom about like, just topic. Like, I don't know what we were specifically
what
talking
led
about.
To it, first of
but
all.
But we were talking about like her stories, like before marriage and like her growing up and stuff and her relationship with her parents and basically her telling us how she grew up and like her opinions and views on that. And it was obviously very different from how we feel about how we're growing up and how we view the world and decisions
it basically make. Turned to a conversation about generation gaps and genders
gender roles that were in place then versus how they are now and just in essentially generation gaps. So that's kind of what we're gonna touch upon in this episode. And I was thinking about it this morning and I wrote down a couple of questions that I wanted to ask you and then we could just start a conversation from there.
Okay.
But yeah, so the first question I have is, do you think you would have survived living even one generation above us? Because
no.
Yesterday's conversation was wholly mm-hmm. based off of literally just one generation above us. Our mom
well,
is like
two.
29 years older than me and like 27 years older than you,
mm-hmm.
which is honestly not that big of a difference if you really think about it in terms of like generations.
Yeah, okay.
So even just living in that era and growing up in that era, do you think you would have survived? And more than just surviving, do you think you would have done things the way you were expected to? Or do you think you would have been a so-called rebel? And before you answer this, I feel like your answer is obviously going to be yes, you would have been a rebel. But, like, really think about it. Do
yeah,
you think
I know.
You would
okay.
have rebelled?
Well, I literally recently thought about this question, like, pretty surely a few days ago, where I was thinking about how I would have died if I were from a different generation, like, a previous generation. Because, like, even now, like, just reading about it or, like, talking about it, it hurts so much. Just, like, knowing how these people lived.
And having to picture it.
Yeah, and, like, having to picture it. Like, I cannot watch a movie, read a book, or anything associated with, like, anything before, like, honestly, before 2010. Do not talk about it with me, because I will literally walk away.
For me, it's just hard to imagine, because it's, like, obviously things are so different
mm-hmm.
now to the point where it's, like, so-called liberating, even though, like, we're still not fully, like, at that point of saying, oh, we're living lives, like, fully liberated.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, obviously better to the point where I can't even imagine what it was like to be so restricted and in terms of everything, having
mm-hmm.
restrictions,
yeah.
having to think about things multiple times before actually making your own decisions, not even being able to make your own decisions and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, like, if I had to survive or live in, like, a previous generation, or if I was born in a previous generation, I would not have survived long. Or at least, like, knowing what I know now. Because, obviously, if I was actually from that generation,
yeah.
then who knows? Like, I'd be used to whatever, maybe. But, like, knowing what I know and being a...
Yeah, so
I
if
am
you're
Gen
saying,
Z, right?
Yeah,
if I am.
It was like a
like,
going back in time type situation,
mm-hmm.
you're saying you wouldn't
I would,
survive?
Yeah, I would not survive
so what
whatsoever.
If you were, like, you were born then and that's when you lived?
Well, I wouldn't know. Like,
you
I think, like, obviously, I wouldn't, like, hate it as much. But I think I would still, like, you know, have my opinions
yeah.
about
well,
it.
Yeah, I think, like, with the person that I am and knowing who I
yeah.
am, I feel like I would have, like, struggled to, like, come to terms with anything.
Yeah.
Just because even now...
Like, I rebel with every piece of information thrown my way that has to do with, like,
I mean, more than rebelling, it's I feel like trying to figure out a way of, like, having it work for me.
Yeah.
And I feel like in that generation, especially, like, as, like, females and... I mean, I have another question that kind of explores, like, the culture aspect
Yeah, I was
of
gonna
it.
Say, like, I didn't read your question, so I was, like, literally thinking, obviously, like, culture and, like, our, religion and stuff has to, like, plays a huge role in this, but, like, setting that aside, like,
there's still, like, limitations to what people were able to do, irrespective of, like, I want to say even irrespective of gender, obviously, but I think that's different because that comes down to evolution and, like, progress the world has made in terms of, like, technology and, like, the actual, like, living circumstances versus, like, gender gaps and, like, geographical, like, limitations. I feel like those are things that have been more under human control to the point where, like, when I say geographic limitations, I mean, like, discrimination or, like, racially thought out, like, arguments and stuff like that. Those are things that we created for ourselves versus, like, progress we've made as a society. That's something that comes with time. Does that make sense? Yeah. So when I was thinking of it, I was thinking, like, obviously I would say I would rebel just because me now, if you put me who I am now, back then I would have rebelled. But then at the same time, people, like, women were taught to be submissive.
Yeah.
Which is why I think there was hardly any rebelling. So I don't know if that would have actually been the case if I, like, was put in that timeline. But I know I genuinely wouldn't have.
Yeah, so, like, in my mind, like, I would rebel. But, like, also being in that time, also, like, I am someone who's very, like, I try to keep to myself. And I hate confrontation, kind of. So I feel like I wouldn't really react or act on it as much.
I think.
But I'd like to think I would.
It would really set me back of, like, who even am I? I would have, like, I feel like they didn't really have an identity for themselves.
And
that's something that I would have definitely not been okay with. Like, it would all be, these will all be thoughts that I would be thinking, but then you wouldn't know how to, like, put it across because nobody else is putting it across and nobody else is, like, on that same wavelength of you, or at least from what you know, everyone else, like, looks like they're okay with it. Everyone else is acting in a way that, like, they are expected to act. So it's like, what do you do when you think you're the only one with these thoughts? I feel like that's a huge factor as to why there weren't that many people who, like, really rebelled. I mean, obviously there were. I feel like there were a decent amount eventually. But it had to go through, like, phases of, like, people and especially women, like, being like, okay, this is actually my position. I'm just here to do chores. I'm just here to take care of the house. I'm just an object that does work for people. Like a baby maker. Yeah. And, like, that mindset, I feel like they, like, cultivated it and they, like, actually took it in and that's how they saw themselves. And it had to take someone to, like, break that.
Yeah.
For them to come and make so, like, so-called progress. I mean, yeah, it is progress, but that brings me to the next question.
No, basically. But, like, the worst part is it's still there.
Yeah.
Like even for us, like, literally, our parents have been talking about marriage our whole lives. Literally, everything revolves around marriage. Like, it's like we live to get married. That's what it feels like. Mm-hmm. And, like, no matter what we're talking about, somehow the conversation always ends up at marriage. And I hate that so much because now that all they did was talk about marriage and, like, sometimes, like, it's reduced a bit. I mean, obviously, we only talk to our mom and it's reduced a bit, but still, like, almost every conversation leads to marriage. And I hate that so much because it's just led me to believe that no matter who I marry, whether this person's a good person or not, my life is just going to suck. I mean, obviously, like, past trauma and other things
play into it.
But
I feel like for me, I haven't put that much thought. Like, yeah, they've been saying it all our lives and stuff, but every time they say it, it's just like, ugh, not this again, but I don't
know. For me, it's made a huge impact for some reason. Like, especially when we were in India, like, all those years, like, I think ever since I was, like, let's say 16, like, I don't remember when I was 16. I don't remember anything, honestly. But I know for a fact, like, ever since they really started, like, that, the whole talk of marriage, I feel like my life has been reduced to nothing, and I feel so stressed out about it, and, like, I get this, like, anxious feeling. I'm like, why am I living? Why do I exist if I'm just gonna end up at marriage?
That's the thing. So it's like, for me, I've never put so much thought into it to, like, obviously, if they're bringing it up so much, I'm like, yeah, you think that that's my purpose. And even if you refuse that you believe that, it's like, to some extent, you think that that's a purpose of what, like, I'm living for. But as long as I don't believe that, I don't have, like, that thought.
See, so that's the difference between us, because I'm the older child, and, like, in our religion, whatever, I'm supposed to get married first. So they keep, like, putting that pressure on me. They don't, like, relate the conversation to you as much. It always comes down to me and marriage.
I mean, I'm not going to disagree with that. Like, I'm sure it's true. But I've also heard of, like, I've also heard the talk, like, multiple times. Mm-hmm. And I just think...
No, yeah. It's, like, they've talked about it to both of us. But I feel like I think to me, like, my personal opinion is I feel more pressured about it and, like, stressed about it because I'm expected to get married first.
I think, okay, that's probably how it is for you. Mm-hmm. I think for me, I think it might also be, like, a personality difference that we have to the point True. Where I kind of have, like, a... It's not, like, a don't care mindset.
Yeah.
But it's, like, a... It's far down it's the line
You,
mindset.
Like, stand up for yourself.
And it's also...
I yeah. struggle standing
and
up
it's
for
also,
myself.
Like, I know it's, like... So, like, pretty, it's kind of far down the line, and yeah. it's also, like, I've always known that that's eventually, I mean, to me, marriage should always be an option,
yeah,
but, like, to me, that's, like, an option I'm not, like, gonna refuse to take, but it's also, like, an option I know that is, like, it's far away, and I don't need to be thinking of it now, especially because I have other things that I need to be thinking of right now. Like, right now, I should be ideally thinking about education and what I'm going to do along those lines. And not marriage. And since I know that, I'm not thinking of marriage to the point where I'm like, I don't want it. Or to the point where I have any emotions towards it. Because to me, it's just something that's going to happen. It's like something down the line. It's not something that I have to actively think about right now. So that's where the annoyance comes from. Because I don't have to actively think about it right now. But it's being brought up so much. I get annoyed when it's brought up. Mm-hmm. But I don't get annoyed to the point that you do where it's like, I hate it. Or it's like, that's something that I don't want. Mm-hmm. It's just something that it's like, when it happens, it's going to happen.
I mean, obviously, like I said, like, there's other factors that play into it too, but yeah. like, it is still like, I still hate when marriage is just brought up so often.
It's obviously going to be annoying when it's brought up in a sense that it's like, oh, you need to know all this so that when yeah. you're married so yeah. and so, or you need to do all this to make your husband happy someday, or like, who's going to, like, do so-and-so when you're married? It's, like, mm-hmm. why is that the number one, like, situation or scenario that's being brought up?
Yeah, like, what about myself? Like, especially, like, the biggest thing is, like, I'm not going to straight up mention it, but, like, it's, like, this body thingy. And I hated this so much because, like, I don't get to wear something that I'm comfortable in because, like, my mom's like, so you have to think about your future husband. And I'm like, well, what about myself? I want to be comfortable in what I wear.
Okay, I don't...
Like, if you want to mention it, I don't care, honestly. Like, it's not that, it's like, yeah, okay. I don't know, it's just weird that. For some reason. But I don't know, like, but yeah, still down to, like, body shape and, like, what we wear and all that stuff. And, like, anytime, like okay, so I just want to be comfortable.
Maybe there is a difference because I've never heard... She's never said that to me in terms she of, does. Like, things like that. In terms of what I wear, she's never saying, like, oh, because of marriage or anything. It's For just, me, like, it oh, because, like, guys view
people... No, yeah, like no, like... And the way she said it is it's both things. It's like guys will look at you this way and also you need to think about your future and the person you marry.
And that's also something we talked about yesterday too. Mm-hmm. And I actually do think like she brought up sort of an interesting point of like the whole like guys viewing. Like we were talking about wearing like cropped like crop tops. And like just tank tops and like short clothes. Not revealing clothes because yeah, I don't consider that revealing. But like. More revealing than you would wear in places like India because
yeah
we were also talking about how it depends on the place because our mom was like I don't mind you guys wearing that here because it's different here yeah. but if you were to wear that back in India like in Chennai it's gonna be very different yeah. And the point she brought up that I thought was kind of interesting was she said like over there when people are wearing stuff like this it's like kind of a rarity
yeah
but like over here guys are brought up with like their parents wearing mm-hmm. stuff like that and like just people around them wearing stuff like that to the point where when they see a girl wearing something like that it's nothing new to them so they're not mm-hmm. like
paying and then, any special yeah and attention she also brought anything. Up the fact that here like people like girls and guys like they lose their virginities way earlier than they do there and stuff and what I said was I disagree
I with think, the virginity aspect
I think it's just you're more aware of it happening here because people acknowledge it. In India, people don't acknowledge it. Like I feel like yeah. girls still wear like clothes that would be considered what's the word?
Revealing,
not decent.
I don't think so. No.
No, wait, I forgot what I was saying.
Wait, no, but yesterday what you were saying is like in terms of this, you were saying it's not talked about there, but
right, it's not acknowledged there because parents are more strict, or at least here, like, people are like, you can have sex, it's fine, but you need to be careful. In India, it's like, you're not allowed to have sex until you're married. And so, like, children, like, even if they do, they don't acknowledge it. They're not talking to their parents about this stuff.
Yeah.
They don't, like, no one acknowledges the fact that this is something that happens. So that's why I feel like she thinks that it's more common,
I think,
here compared to India.
I think I don't agree with, like, the whole virginity aspect of it, because yeah, they are losing their, like, I think in India too,
mm-hmm.
people are losing their virginity.
Yeah, they are.
That's what you, like, were saying, right? Yeah. It's not talked about.
Yeah. Okay. Like, yeah. Yeah. That's
so what people I said. Are, they're just not telling their parents. So, like, the older generation doesn't know.
I mean,
about
it's not
it.
Like they tell their parents here either, but it's just the fact that here parents are fine with it. They're like, you can date
no,
people.
But, like,
here, you can, like, I mean, okay, obviously, like, it depends on the parent, but, like, here, they're, like, less...
They don't have a very conventional mindset of it, and I also think, yeah, I forgot what I was going to say, but I was going to say something of, like, oh, yeah. So, it's, like, there's a difference between, like, not telling and, like, hiding, you know? You mm-hmm. said over here, like, over there, I was saying people there don't tell their parents, and you said
no,
to
see,
that.
No, see, I wasn't going to say the telling part. I was, like, because, like, I mean, honestly, who tells your parents? I mean, obviously, there could
no,
be, like,
when I said that, you said people
happens,
here
but...
don't tell their parents either, but it's, like, here, people... Either they tell their parents, or it's, like, they don't try to hide from
yeah.
hide it from their
yeah.
parents, even if they don't tell them. But over there, they're actively trying
they
to hide it.
They deliberately hide
like,
it.
A lot of my friends are in relationships that they're trying to hide from their parents because they're not allowed to be. So it's, like, more common to, like, hide it from the parents. So that's why I feel like that generation isn't very aware of, like, what their children are really doing. But when it comes to what our mom said about this, I half agree with the point of, like, being brought up around people who are wearing, like, who are more comfortable wearing these clothes, or, like, who are wearing these clothes, and for that reason it not being something that's, like, pointed out or given special attention to when someone is wearing that. But I think that's such a stupid, like, way to look at it at the same time, mm-hmm. because it's, like, the way you act towards someone should have nothing to do with what they're wearing
yeah.
or, like, what you see of them.
No, because, like, she said that, you can't, she basically, like, the idea of what she said was you can't really blame guys for looking at you for what you wear. And I'm like, that's a strong disagree, because
yeah,
we should be able to wear whatever we want.
I mean,
we should
I
be
don't
comfortable
know if
in
that's
what we wear.
What she implied.
She it is. Like,
okay.
She straight up, that's what she said.
Okay. Well,
and
that's not true.
Yeah, to me, like, I totally disagree. Like, you should be comfortable in what you want to wear. And, like, guys should be brought up in a way that they should know that looking at girls, no matter what they wear, should not be in, like, a perverted way. And then I brought up the whole the thing on TikTok. I don't know what this is, what place this is. I think it's, like, maybe a museum, I don't know, but it's basically a place where they display clothes that rape victims were wearing
while
and yeah and there were literal diapers, onesies, half the clothes I saw, there were, like, none of them were revealing. They were all, they covered, like,
yeah,
body parts.
Yeah, little clothes, and then
there
older
were
women
so
were
many
covered.
Onesies and diapers, and I'm like, this is the sad reality of life.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean to say. It doesn't matter what you wear, because guys are, I'm sure not all guys, but most guys
and
are
not
still
just
going
guys
to.
Too.
Yeah.
Also,
but, like, most people are still going to look at you in a perverted way and act.
I think
in a certain way.
If you're a pervert, you're a pervert. Like, it doesn't
yeah.
matter what the person's
wearing.
You're looking for it. So, yeah, I just think it's so dumb to, like, to look at a, like, a victim of something and be like, oh, but you asked it,
you,
for it.
Yeah.
That is the worst,
like,
way to
I
respond
hate
to anything.
When people say that. There are, like, so many TikToks I've seen where people are talking about their experiences of abuse and, like, just any traumatic event. And people are like, but you asked for it.
This
for
is
starters,
never something that's going to be
no, for starters,
for.
These people, like, first of all, no one asks for anything, okay? People just want to live a happy, decent life. No one's asking for shit to happen to them. Second of all, you don't know all the facts. You don't know what happened. And, yeah. And third of all, they are finally opening up about something that happened to them. They're being open about it on social media, of all places. And they're okay with discussing something that happened to them.
Why
to help others. So why are you trying to degrade what they're saying? Why are you trying to
invalidate
betray
their
it? Yeah, why are you trying to demean what they're trying to say?
and put the blame on them. That's the worst way to respond to it. Victim blaming, I feel like, is the worst response to, like, someone opening up about their experiences.
Yeah. Because, I mean, the fact that they're strong enough to talk about what they went through is, like, a huge deal.
Okay, so, because we're talking about this, I have, like, a question that came up in my head. Mm-hmm. Do you think that because we were talking about how there were more restrictions back in the day, mm-hmm. do you think with less restrictions, things like this are more likely, like abuse and rape and things like that? Or do you think that it was, because what I think is it probably definitely existed back then too. Yeah. It was just not talked about, or it was normalized. And also because, like, there were a lot of, like, child marriages. I mean, see,
it also depends, like obviously, like, people's mindsets are totally different compared to now and then, and also, like, it's just the world itself is different, so we don't know how people are going to act. But I agree with what you said. I do think that all this still happened, like, maybe not to this level, but it was definitely there even back then. But like you said, it just wasn't spoken about because, again, like, most, like, I'm talking in the perspective of women being abused. I do know that men are also abused, and I'm not, like, trying to downplay that, but, like, in my perspective, at least back then, it was mostly women being abused. Mm-hmm. And it happened mostly because, again, women were, like, submissive. Silenced. They were not considered to be humans. They were just baby making
tools
who had to deal with family and could not live their own life. And so I think that also plays a huge part in it, of it existing back then, and women couldn't speak up.
Like, I want to add this. The point of, like, child marriages and stuff that gives you more opportunity to, like, irrespective of what you know, I feel like that is some form of trauma causing upon anyone, and for both parties, not just for the woman, but, like, as children,
you're, like, especially with the age gap people are married at, like, our mom's aunt was married when she was 5 years old, and I think she married a guy who's 12.
I think he was, like, 13 12,
didn't she? And, like, what the hell is all I can say?
Least, like, that is, like, I know that's bad, but I almost want to say, like, at least that's not as bad as, like, there were people who were, like, they were 5, but they're marrying, like, 40-year-olds.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that's worse. And stuff, yeah.
Which is
Still don't understand the concept of getting someone married to their uncle. Like, in some cultures, they have a person, like, girls marry their uncles. I don't understand that. Like, that, first of all, it's really creepy to me.
Don't understand it either, but I don't want to get into it either because I'm not educated on that.
I mean, like, same, but, like, I'm just saying it I can't, like, the thought of that is just so, grosses me out.
I just think it's, like, with child marriage and stuff like that being a thing, I feel like it's the most obvious reason for women being, like, not submissive, but restricted back then, because it's, like, in every case, I don't think I can think of one case where the woman was older than the man, but it's, like, the woman's a child, and then the man is, like, mature, mm-hmm. he's reached that point where he understands what life is. He's obviously gonna have an understanding of what sex is, he's gonna have an understanding of how, like, the human anatomy works and things like that, but the girl doesn't have any understanding of that. She doesn't know what she's getting into, and that's just not fair.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's gonna sort of bring me into the next question of, like, we were talking about how you can't ignore culture and even geographic backgrounds and how they play a role into all this. So we already touched upon this, but when you consider, like, where we come from, like, essentially India, mm-hmm. do you really think that progress has been made, like, even if it's to a small extent?
I don't know.
You can't say no, right?
I can't say no, but at the same time, I also feel like I can't say yes.
I feel like saying no is almost like being ungrateful for the freedom we are given, but at the same time, it's like,
it's also downplaying how restrictive we've
been. Yeah, and it's also like, we shouldn't have to be grateful for the freedom we're given, because that's, like, the bare minimum.
Yeah. So for me, I think, as for progress being made, I think maybe, like, to the tiniest levels.
I think it's a little more than tiny. I think, like a decent amount of progress has been made.
But it comes down to, like, the fact that when you look at every side or every perspective of, like, every form of freedom.
I think in terms of
It comes down to being very little. It comes down to being very little compared to what there is, to the scope of things there are.
I think generationally, progress has been made because, like, the... Like, Gen Z, even there, is, like, a little more unconventional with the way we think.
But, like, no, to me, like, what I'm thinking is I can't speak in other people's perspectives. I can only speak of what... in terms of what I've been through.
Yeah, I know,
and
but...
I'm saying for us, at least, like, from our, like, family, I feel like it's... We have not improved that much.
Oh, okay.
At least in terms of our dad. Our dad's side, or no, Justin actually. Like, I think our mom is like, our mom is more open to things. Our dad is more like, he's still like in a place where he like wants to live life like people did in like the 18th century.
I feel like, okay, and like this is only one example, so that's not really gonna speak for anything, but I feel like because you brought that up, I feel like in a lot of cases, especially there, like, I'm talking from, like, how, like, my friends have been growing up and stuff and what they've experienced. It's always been the case where their mom is, like, a little more accepting of how, like, progress has been made. But the dads always want to, like, stick to what has been going on.
Yeah.
And do, like, I feel like a lot of people make an argument that dads are just more protective. But do you think it comes off as being protective, or do you think it's... Like, maybe in their heads it is being protective.
But it's not, yeah. But no, okay, see, I understand that. Like, if... I mean, I guess, like, obviously they're going to be protective of their child. But also, are you really being protective? Like, of course, maybe they are... It does... It is supposed to be something that protects their child. But also, in from our perspective, we don't feel protective. We feel like we're being... What's the word?
Not restricted.
Ugh, it starts with O.
Oppressed?
Oppressed. It feels like we're being oppressed. Like, least, like, for me. I, especially, like, going to a school where it was, like, it's, like, it was an international school. And a lot of the people were, like, up, were, like, keeping up with trends or whatever that was more modern. And we, like, at least for me, like... I mean, you too, but, like, I'm saying, like,
compared to them, for me, like, on me, actually.
Yeah, no, I feel like I was, like, the girl with, like, flowers in her hair. Like, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I was the girl with flowers in her hair, and, like, these baggy clothes. And, right, okay, just looks. Like, I'm fighting hard to say
what I'm trying to say. So you're saying that, and you said, like, you, like, said, at least for you, but I think it's equally for me, but
No, I'm saying it's like in different ways.
No, I know, that's what I'm trying to say. So I'm saying that's where like the differences were too, where I was like trying to hide it a lot, and I downplayed my real life
But also there's also the factor that you were in that school from the beginning. Like, you were there from second grade. School started from second grade. For me, I started at fifth. So people already knew each other. They already had friend groups. I mean, obviously for you too, maybe. But, like, not to that extent. Like, for me, everyone knew each other. I didn't have any friends. Everyone, like, basically hated me. And
I also didn't have friends, but for different reasons.
Yeah.
Like, at first, I didn't have friends.
But I feel like you grew into it, too. Like, yeah, for me, sure. Like, I only started having, like, genuine friends in, like, maybe 10th grade.
I started or having 11th. Genuine like, friends, yeah. I would say, in 7th grade. But I started being okay with where I was at in 5th or 6th grade. So... Second grade, I would cry. I would refuse to go to class because I did not like these people. Mm-hmm. And I honestly had no reason for not liking the people more than just, these are new people. Like, everything is new to me. This is a whole new country. You're putting a child in a new country. That's how it's going to be. And I guess they were nice. They would come and talk to me, ask me to come to class, blah, blah, blah. But that just made me not like them more. But, like, I grew up with these people, to be honest. Because it's, like, I went through, like, from second grade up until 12th grade, a lot of these people stayed the same. It was, like, the number of people who left were, like, a few. And I, like, stayed in contact with a lot of people because of forced proximity. So, like, now I know these people. Even if I don't feel like I know them super well, I... do actually know them to some extent. I did grow into it, I think, in 7th grade. And from that point, I was like, yeah, I do have friends. And, like, even now, I'm like, yeah, I do have friends. I made friends from that school. I made, like, good friends from that
school. For me, I do not talk with any of the people from school. Like, randomly, mm-hmm. like, if there's going to be, like, a school, like, if we're just going to catch up, like, have, like, a reunion. A reunion with, like, people from school, then sure. Like, even then, like, we don't text individually. It's all in that group chat where our whole grade is in there, and I never text people.
I don't
and,
text like, people in my group
like,
chat
recently, either. I had, like, one of my friends text me. She's like, hey, we're meeting up, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's a different conversation. But I don't go and text these people. I only, like, I'm more closer with people from college. And, again, there, I feel like that was more because they knew me. Nobody knew each other in that college. Okay. Like, nobody knew each other. Except, like, a few of the kids. But, like, we didn't really hang out with them.
I think, or I don't remember what I was going to say.
Yeah, where do we, where are we getting to? Like, no, I don't even know what we're saying now.
The people who I'm friends with, like, you mentioned not talking in that big group chat. I don't talk in that big group chat. I'm not connected to a lot of people.
No, yeah, but, like, you're still in contact with people. No, that's what
I'm coming
like,
to say. Yeah. I have people who I'm close to because I was able to get close to people, and I'm still in contact with at least 6 people who, like, I'm, like, good friends with. And then the rest of the people, I'm not going to ignore their existence mm-hmm. ever. I don't have any, like, bad feelings towards anyone. And I feel like I know everyone to some extent where if we at least, like, crossed paths, we'd at least say hi or acknowledge mm-hmm. each other, other than the certain people that I will purposely ignore because I will continue to purposely ignore them. And, like, I'm pretty sure they know who they are, but whatever. But I think what we were trying to talk about is how we were perceived, like, how you were perceived, essentially. Mm. Because for me, I think I was kind of, I felt like I was perceived in a particular way, and for that reason, I tried to hide, like, what my life was like.
No, so that's what, for me, like, everyone, like, they started, like, acting more in a modern way. Or, like, honestly, they started acting more, like, in a westernized way, in a way. And, like, you know, I felt like, why am I not them? Why is this my life? Why is their life not mine? Because, like, from my standpoint, like, our family is, like, really religious. And it felt like I was not allowed to express myself in a way that I want to. So now, like, literally today, I do not know who I am. Like, I can't think for myself at all because every decision was made for me. Like,
yeah, it's kind
from,
of
from, like, childhood all the way up to, like, honestly, 12th grade. Like, even college, I didn't go to a place I wanted to go. Like, that was not my first option. Like, honestly, I didn't know where I wanted to go. I didn't even know what I wanted to do. I still don't. I mean, yeah, like, again, that's the thing. Like, I wanted to do psychology in school. I didn't get that. I wanted to do, I did want to do art in school. In college, I did get that. But, like, honestly, the college option, that would not have been my first choice. But, like, that's, like, a totally different thing. But, like, still, like, every decision in life was made for me. I did not get a chance to make my own decisions. I wasn't able to be independent, do what I wanted, which is why now I feel so oppressed. My brain, like, I can't think for myself at all. Like, any decision, if someone asks me a question, I'm like, I have no idea. I literally, like, honestly, everything, like, right now, you do stuff and I just copy you. That's literally what my life is right now. Like, I have no idea what I want in life.
I feel like because, like, I don't know, because it was sort of forced upon, like, not forced upon us, but because at some point our entire family's life was, I don't want to even say sacrifice because I feel like that sounds wrong,
mm-hmm.
but sort of sacrifice but for religion.
In a way, that's true.
Yeah. Everything was put down just for the sake of following certain rules and regulations or whatever. It was almost forced.
And, like, so, yeah, this is what I'm saying. Like, I always say our dad should, like, this is, like, I'm always telling this in terms of our dad. I'm like, this is the 21st century. Stop living in the 18th century. Like, because that's true. Like, the way we were, like, expected to live or do things, that was how, like, people lived, like, in previous generations. And it was hard to keep up with that because, obviously, like, the world moved on, people changed. But we were forced to stay in that one spot.
My mindset has always been, and I think we sort of got that now, is you believe in what you want to believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Share your beliefs, sure.
Don't
force it on everyone. Let people live the way they want to. Mm-hmm. And, like, I mean, there's a way to get people to believe in something if you really want to that bad. And it's also, like, at first when we were, like, when we were growing up, we did not shun, like,
uh-huh.
the religious
aspects of things. Basically, like, till, like, 2009 is when, like, our parents were more, like, modern-y. They, like, they weren't that into our religion. Or not religion, per se, but, like, their beliefs.
We've always been religious.
But they just weren't that deep into their beliefs. So, like, it was in 2009 when all of that changed. Yeah. And then in 2012, we moved to India, and then it got much worse. And I feel like after that, things just progressively got worse for us. And, yeah, like, I swear, I loved my life so much before we moved to India.
Yeah.
Because it felt... that's the thing. So, like, I kept saying it was the difference between countries. I kept telling myself it's because I like U.S. better. It's not actually that. It's just that our life there was so much more... here was so much more different because... like, our parents' belief systems weren't that deep where they forced it upon us to.
Yeah, and I'm like, I have no problem with them having it that deep, like, and living
but
it
but don't
their
make
way.
Us live it too.
Yeah, not everything has to go as per that.
Yeah.
And it was also to the point where, like, I was talking about how I would, like, try to downplay it at school. Mm-hmm. I was thoroughly embarrassed of
it. I was always embarrassed. And, like, so our parents would think it was the way they dressed or the way they looked. But honestly, I'm like, dress the way you want. Like, no, art, because our dad kept saying, he's like, you're just embarrassed of the way
I'm
dressed.
Yeah, it wasn't like that for
You wear a Vishti and go to my school. I truly don't care. That's you. Like, you wear whatever you want. It's what I'm embarrassed about is that I can't live my life. Like, I can't be
exactly who
I am.
Because, okay, and I'll talk about this briefly. There was not, a friend, kind of, who, like, was sort of, her parents are also kind of into this, and, like, she told her dad, oh, like, don't, like, wear this and come to school to get me, or, like, whatever. Okay. I would never do that, because that's who he is.
He's, yeah, like, you do you, honestly.
And I don't care that he's wear, like, it's not like he's coming to school naked or, like, doing something, like, I don't know. Yeah. I just think, if I'm gonna be judged upon based off of who he is, then
that's not my problem.
I don't care.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be. My problem was just that I was judged upon based off of someone that I am not, in the sense that
we had to be people we weren't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To kind of keep up with that.
Yeah.
And I was trying to hide that side of myself when I was in school, because mm-hmm. that wasn't a side of me. I was just in, I feel like when I went to school, that's when I was actually trying to, like, I was trying to come up with a personality for mm-hmm. myself, because when I was at home, I couldn't be anyone I wanted to be, because I was told who I have to be.
Yeah. That's why I was, like, so conflicted, because I hated being home because all of this was forced on us. I hated going to school because I was embarrassed of not being to be able to be my true self. So, like, I just hated my life. I hated being anywhere, because no matter where I went, something just stopped me from being my true self.
And it sounds a little unfair to say sometimes.
Yeah. But like, then... I read this quote. I saw this quote. Let me find it. Like, you keep talking about something.
I was saying, it sounds a little unfair to say sometimes, because mm-hmm. I, like, recently I've made a couple of friends in college who are, like, they're of Asian background. I made a couple of, like, Korean friends, mm-hmm. and they're talking about how they were also, like, brought up in, like, a very, like, not restricted sense, but sort of a restricted sense, and I related to them a lot, and I feel like you would relate to this particular friend I had, because she's always talking about how, so she's the older sister in a house of, like, she has a younger sister and an older brother.
Mm-hmm.
So her first thing is that they always get the girls to do everything.
Yeah.
And then her second thing is that because she's older, she's always like, oh, you're older, you have to do that. Or she was mm-hmm. given more work to do, where it's like, she was like, basically she had to raise her younger sister
mm-hmm.
and, like, play that role because, like, of her parents' issues and things like that. So I can tell that it's not just, like, an individual circumstance.
Yeah.
In that sense,
it's kind of like a stereotype. Like, there's this whole stereotype with older children.
And no, I'm not talking about the older children.
No, I know. But in that sense,
it's not like, I almost want to say you can't fully blame our parents because of, like, the way that whole generation is brought up in that sense. But at the same time, someone needs to break that gap. I'm pretty sure, like, our parents are siblings too. They know how they were brought up. They need mm-hmm. to look at it from that perspective. And it's like, no one would want to be brought up with, like, restrictions. And I feel like that's, like, something so basic that they should know, irrespective of how they were brought up. But that's what my friends were saying about how they were brought up like that. And they, like, at first were mad at their parents, but now they're looking at it and they're like, there's a lot of people who are like this. So I feel like I, like, shouldn't be blaming my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, like, because they talk about it with their parents now. Like, and they're also talking about how their parents, like, they don't talk to them. Like, they've never heard from their parents, like, the, like, anything like emotional, like mm-hmm. their parents never tell them like they're proud of them or they love them or like anything like mm-hmm. that. They're always just talking about
That's why I'm like so awkward sometimes. Like, I mean, obviously they would say like I love you and stuff like that, but also not like I feel like as you grew up, like, I hate when people hug me. I hate affection. I hate when people hug me. I am so awkward. Like, even now when our mom says, like, I love you to me and stuff, and I'm like, I'm so awkward. Because growing up, like, they never, like, showed their love in, like, yeah. in a big way. Like, we wouldn't hug. We wouldn't say I love you. It was, like, it was so weird
to me. We were talking about that, too. It's, like, they, like, we, when we do hear I love you, it's, like, we hear it, but it's, like,
do you mean it? I mean, like, obviously you do mean it, but do you actually mean it? You
yeah, know? It's also
are
like,
you just saying it to say it, or do you actually
mean
it? We
were talking about how, like, not to be, like, not to put a difference between, like, oh, white people, brown people, Asian people, but, like, we were talking about how, like, white people, they, like, have certain actions that they, like, mm-hmm. do that, like, show love, but, like, Asian families, they, like, don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And, like, we were talking about how that's, like, a barrier that, like, we as a generation should probably be breaking.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, the quote that I was talking about is, I feel like I don't deserve to talk about my struggles because I have so much to be grateful for. And I feel that, like, so much because yeah. I'm always struggling with something or the other. And, like, I want to talk about it. I want to complain about it. But then I'm, like, can I really do this? Like, will people look at me in a way, like, shut up. Why are you complaining? You have so much to be yeah. grateful for. And but I feel that so
that's
much.
That's the thing, because if you look at it from that level, everyone's going to have something to complain mm-hmm. about. But yeah. at the same time, everyone's going to have something that they're better off with than other people.
Yeah. So, like, to each their own. Like, everyone has problems. It's just, if sometimes it's at a different level.
If
you about
their problems, just hear them out. And then, like, yeah. if you can't help, try. If you can't, just shut up and just acknowledge it,
exactly.
But, yeah. We were, like, because we were talking about, like, the whole gender gap, another thing that, like, brought this topic up, like, for me is that mm-hmm. I'm setting up, like, a business blog website or whatever, and I'm, like, doing, like, research for my economics and, like, business classes and, like, trying to get into that field properly. So a research paper idea that I wanted to do just for myself, not for a class, I want to look into how marital status, like, affects the labor composition of, like, how many mm-hmm. men are working, how many women are working. And I wanted to do that essentially because of our mom's story of how mm-hmm. she stopped working, or, like, she didn't really, she worked kind of before marriage, and then she stopped
before marriage. After that, she wasn't allowed to work.
Yeah, and then she especially, it wasn't, I don't know if she wasn't allowed.
She wasn't allowed okay, to work, well, it was allowed.
She essentially stopped working more, like, as in she, like, fully put off the idea of it after she had you, mm-hmm. like, after having a child. So that's, like, a thing that I'm gonna, like, do a research paper on just to look at it, and I'm, particularly gonna focus on, like, the area of South India just because I think it's very common there.
Mm-hmm.
But because the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I was doing, like, rough research, and there's, like, a literal UN, like, United Nations, like, statistic that says that marriage and childbearing can dampen women's labor force participation, and it has the opposite effect on men. And mm-hmm. I think that that's yeah. the most ridiculous thing, that it has the opposite effect. But, like, I mean, it makes sense because, yeah, you have more people that you have to support. Yeah, to support.
But why is it that the man has to do that? Why can't the woman?
It also shows, it's a way of saying, oh, like, yeah, because, like, the woman is dependent on me.
I also saw this other thing on, like, TikTok, and I'm like, wow, I never actually thought of this. So it was a TikTok about, wait, now my brain froze. Of course you do. Right, so this couple had a child, and this mom was taking a day off. She's like, I'm gonna go and chill for a day, and she goes to hang out with her friends or, like, family, I don't know, and they're like, hey, where's your husband? Is he on babysitting duty? And and the comments were like, what do you mean babysitting duty? He is the father of this child. Yeah. And this woman's like, no, he's not babysitting, he's fathering. And I'm like, that is so true. Like, I have never thought of this.
In relation to this. So there's, like, these influencers that I watch and that you watch too. Mm-hmm. So they had a child recently, and the mom, she made a TikTok.
Okay.
And she got so much hate. She didn't get hate for this, but her husband got a lot of hate for this. Not husband, I don't even think they're married.
They're not.
The dad of the child got a lot of hate for this. But essentially, in this TikTok, she's not complaining. She's just doing, like, a so-called day in the life. Mm-hmm. And she's going to, like, the spa or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, like, she's she was saying it in the sense that in her head this was okay, but what she was saying is like, I had to ask my boyfriend to watch our child so that I could go to the spa, and our agreement was because I can go to the spa for like 2 or 3 hours, he gets the whole next day off of baby time. He's free from the baby for the whole of the next day. Like, what's the logic in that? You get 3 hours off to go to the spa, and then your boyfriend can have a whole day without the baby. First of all, this is your child. Yeah. Why do you need a day away from your child?
No, why does it even come down to the fact that you guys are allotted times with this child? Like,
I don't think it's that they're allotted times with the child. Yeah. I just think she has been doing so much that she wanted this time for herself. And she
I watched his vlogs, and at least like from what he shows, we do see him involved in his child's life, and he is like, a good father. But again, like, I mean, I didn't see what she posted. I didn't see her TikTok.
She took it down.
I know people kept complaining about this, but I never bothered to go and look at it. I'm like, this shit, like, always shows up in social media.
They were getting
like,
so much hate that she took it down. But the thing is, the thing that people are mostly pointing out is that to her, it just seemed so okay. Like, she was saying it like it was such a normal thing for him to want a whole day off just because she gets, like, 3 hours off.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No, but yeah. So like after I saw his TikTok, I'm like, wow, I have never thought of that. Because people are like in everything, like books I read, movies I watch. And like even like our family stories and stuff, it's always the woman take care of the child and then they want like 2 minutes to themselves. And automatically people are like, oh, hey, you're going to leave your child with the dude. Like he's babysitting. Like, no, he's not babysitting. That's his child. It's his duty.
Yeah.
It's so weird to me that I've never thought of that.
But it's, like, so ingrained in women's heads that they think it's okay. And I think that's the weirdest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Moving on to, like, talk about more modern-day stuff, I guess. Mm-hmm. Well, not modern-day stuff. But now that we're more on the topic of, like, gender gaps or, like, gender itself. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the whole idea of, like, girls. So, I've been getting into, like, this podcast. And they talk a lot about, like, these sort of topics. They come up with different questions of like, they're mostly talking about relationships, but they're also always, because they're a friend group of a lot of like, I think they're a friend group of like a bunch of guys, and like there's two girls in that friend group. Mm-hmm. So they're always talking about how it's going to be perceived by other people and how it is within the group and their dynamic and things like that. So they were talking about this sort of, but I like branched off of that because I was thinking on my own. So my question is, do you think that there's an equivalent for girls for guys? And like the whole, like, I mean, yeah, there's like bro code and stuff like that, but there's also girl code. So that's different from being a girl's girl. I think being a girl's girl is different from having girl code. So do you think there's
an equivalent? Can you like properly define girl's girl? Because in my head, like I can like picture girl's girl, but if you ask me to define it, I'm like, what the hell do you mean?
I honestly don't know how it's defined, but I can like put a scenario to it, I guess. I don't know. A lot of the TikToks I see usually are like, even if I hate a girl, if she's in danger, I'm going to help her.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be super nice to her, but I'm going to help her. Or it's like, people always define it in terms of like being in a relationship with the guy. It's like, if a girl is like with my guy best friend or whatever, but he cheats on her, I'm still going to tell her because I'm a girl's girl.
Yeah.
Or like, essentially just being true.
Yeah,
because
this is what I picture. Like, when you say girl's girl, like, these are the scenarios I picture. But I'm also like, isn't this just like a human thing?
That's like another question I have. And my next question was going to be, is girl's girl basically just the same thing as being a people's person?
Yeah.
But I think it's a little different because it's specific to girls. But I wanted to say, this wouldn't even be a thing. Like, I feel like this whole episode is like branching off of the whole, oh, I hate men thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, I like don't. I have friends who are like guys. I can't like hate men. But it's like, oh, it's mostly men that you see who mess up.
Yeah.
And I think that's the whole reason in my eyes of why girls even exist. Because there's no like guys. It's because girls don't mess up as much.
Yeah.
But like,
they do. It's just, it's not that much of a blunder.
Yeah. And I feel like if you say this to a guy, especially the guys I know, I feel like they'd just be like, oh, that's because girls are more emotional. Guys don't make a big deal out of it. But it's like, hello?
Why? See, but then again, that's also on you. Like, we are emotional because we can express ourselves. You shouldn't express. Yeah. I mean, obviously, they're brought up in a way where, like, guys are, like, you know, don't, like, be emotional. Don't, like, cry in public. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
But still, like, we show our emotions because we want to express ourselves. Like, you should be able to do that too. And what's the other thing you said? You said something else. And like, being emotional and...
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I said something.
Girls, girls. I like, that was like the major point. I wanted to just say something first. Right.
Okay, so just answer the question. Do you think that there's an equivalent of that for guys?
I can't think of one, but I feel like there might be. I think it's more of a...
I don't think
actually,
so.
Actually, no. I think it's just the bros before hosting.
I feel like, obviously, I wouldn't know because I'm not a guy, but I feel like even girl friendships are more intimate than, like, guy friendships. I feel like guy friendships... When girls get into fights, it gets intense. Yeah. Guy friendships is, like, it's easy to break, but it's also, like, they don't care about anything. Yeah,
true.
But, like, I don't know how to put it, but it's almost in the sense of, like, it almost... suggests that it's not as genuine. But I feel like, obviously, I feel like they'll look out for like their guy friends. But girls, I feel like, are gonna look out for like any girl who's like...
I feel like to most guys it's more like a game.
Yeah,
like when it comes to girls, at least.
Yeah.
Well, but then again, I might also be just thinking about like...
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say most guys, so
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
but it's like, I don't know. But the thing is, like, if you think about it, even like public settings, girls are like interacting, like, you go to a girl's bathroom and it's like it's a vibe. But like, I feel like there's nothing like that for guys. And it's also like, if a girl, a random girl, is like, if she is like fighting with a man and he's like gonna lay a hand on her or something, I'm jumping in there even if I don't know that girl.
Yeah,
but I feel like if it's like a guy thing, I don't think the guys are gonna jump in there. Like, if it's like between a guy and a girl, maybe they will.
Also, it depends on who this guy is, like who they are as a person. Like, are you like a, let's just say, a good guy or like a bad guy? I mean, that's
but
so
I think
loose,
it's also
but...
like, I'm thinking about it now and it's like, if I would only do that if it's a guy fighting a girl. If a girl is fighting another
girl, I'm not gonna
I'm not gonna jump in there.
Yeah,
like, that's a girl thing, like, that's their issue.
Again, like, it also depends if these people know each other, like if the guy and the girl know each other. I mean, either way, like, if it's gonna get physical, then yeah, I'm definitely getting in there. But if it's like more verbal, and like, it depends on the situation.
If it's verbal, that's embarrassing for you.
Yeah,
keep your fights. Go to the bathroom and fight. Like,
no, go home and fight.
I mean, yeah, but like,
I'm like, don't bring it to other people.
I think two most embarrassing things are fighting in public and like super PDA in public. Like,
dude, I cannot
honestly,
stand PDA
at this point,
L.
PDA, I kind of don't care because it's everywhere.
But okay, like, see, I wouldn't care. It's just, to me, it's awkward because I picture myself in that position and I'm like, ew, people are watching me do this.
Extreme PDA. Like, I'm talking extreme PDA. Like, I've seen horrible... Like, have you seen, like, in public, guys, like, putting their hands in a girl's butt crack? I feel like that is the...
No.
That's what pisses me off the most. Like, it's so gross to me. I'm like, please take this somewhere else.
I've not seen that level of PD.
I have seen it, and trust me, but yeah. So your answer is no equivalent.
What do you want to question? Oh yeah, probably. Okay. I mean, I guess if there is, we wouldn't really know about it. Maybe.
Okay. So, do you think girls is the same thing as people's person then?
Honestly, no.
Do you think people's person is like people pleaser, or is that different?
I think it's different. I'm a people pleaser.
Is people's
pleaser.
Person just being like a good person?
Or
like
I think so.
Being good with the people?
Yeah. No, I think it's just like a person with like humanity, you know?
Okay. Yeah. So then, well, yeah.
I think girls girl is not the same as people's person because
you don't have to like the girl.
No, it's not just that. It's more like you're more towards saving is a strong word, but let's just use it. It's more towards saving girls and you're not like really interfering with guys. Like, a girl's girl is more likely to help a girl out, not a guy out.
But people be throwing it around everywhere and I'm like, oh, I'm a girl's girl. I wouldn't do that. Like, hello, please. Like, I think girls can still be extremely problematic.
Yeah.
So it's like, it just comes down to being like
a good human. Yeah.
Like, why do we have to put a label to it?
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on to like the last question, I think. So you know how people are always talking about femininity in men and masculinity in women?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is something that really brings out the feminine side of men and the masculine side of women? Because I think it's a stupid concept. Because when I think about it, like, people are always like, oh, this guy, like, to men, they're like, oh, you're being feminine if they're, like, wearing crop tops or, like, they have painted nails. And, like, I'm thinking also, like, in, like, not influencers, but celebrities, like, people always Harry say Styles. Harry Styles, yeah? Like, it's always because of the way he dresses, right? Yeah. And then for women, it's always, like, if they're athletic or if they're, like, built.
Yeah. I think it's just people are so used to seeing, like, guys, no nail polish, no, like, you know, in, like, a proper, like, a t-shirt and jeans, no, like, you know, skirts and dresses and stuff. And girls are always, like, you know, they don't work, they don't, like, have muscles, they don't have abs, and they like, dress a certain way. Like, people, yeah, people are so used to seeing these things that the moment they see it, see people, like, swap, they're, like, why?
But do you think that's, like, a right term to use? Like, feminine and
masculine? No, I think it's just them being them. They do what they want. It has nothing to do with genders. It has nothing to do with being femme or mask. It's just...
I heard someone talking about this, and they were like, oh, it's just because, like, this is just considered feminine because girls are the ones who started painting their nails. Or girls are the ones who started doing this.
Yeah, but that, it's like... But that's also kind of stupid. Mm-hmm. I mean, just because they started doesn't mean, like, the other people... I mean, the other gender doesn't have to do it. Exactly. Also, how do you know they started it, you know? Because, like, technically, if you think about it, back then, it was guys who were wearing skirts and shit. Like, you know, like, when I picture, like, the nomads tribal stuff and, like, the leaf stuff, like, those are technically skirts, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, girls would wear, like, no, whatever. But, like, you don't know who started what.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have, like, actual proof of it, unless we do. I'm not a history person. I hate history, so, like, whatever. But,
I think what we're coming to, like, this entire episode, like, talking about all of this and talking about, like, girl, like, feminine, masculine, these are all labels that we've put on stuff for, like, no reason.
Right? Like, because all of this is just bare minimum. It's just, it's stuff that exists. I don't know why it's acknowledged in, like, a way where it's...
It just means something else.
Yeah.
Girl is just being a good person. Feminine, masculine is just literally
being who you are. It's just human. Yeah. Like, you do you.
So it's like, why are we putting labels to it?
Yeah.
And especially, why are the labels being associated with, like, a gender? Mm-hmm. Why is, like, do you, like, I don't know. You know the whole girly aesthetic?
Aesthetic, yeah.
Why, like, is girly that, pop? Why is it, like, girly? Why is it called girly?
I don't know.
That also kind of stems off of this, right? I mean, it wouldn't be considered girl. I don't know.
But basically what they're just trying to say is that they're being more
feminine.
Yeah. Like, well, how else do I put it? That's exactly what it is. I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah.
Honestly, at this point, I feel like people are so done with, like, actual shit that they just start creating all these things so that they have something to talk about to create controversy. I mean, like, in the sense of, like, they actually have, like, a life. They, like, have stuff to focus on. They need to do certain things or whatever. And they're like, bored with, like, real life that they just bring all these things, these topics, and, like, create controversy so that there's something to their life.
Yeah. Do you think if, like, social media existed back in the day, do you think women would even be allowed to have accounts?
No way. I mean, honestly, it would just be guys objectifying girls.
Yeah. I mean, if they did have accounts, it's also, like, they don't have a life. What are they going to post?
True.
But, yeah. That's it. That concludes this episode. Actually, not too bad of an episode.
Yeah, I thought we, like, honestly, every time we have, like, questions or, like, a topic, it's, like, it's going to last 2 minutes. What are we going to talk about? But this has been over an hour, so we're good.
Okay, thank you for listening. We have a bunch of bloopers at the end of this episode.
We recorded the intro like 20 times. Honestly, the intro we are using is kind of weird. So ignore that. Help. Yeah, we do need help.
Actually. I mean, listen back to every single episode. None of them has like a
solid intro. Do we start an episode? You know what? Honestly, we should just start talking. No intros, just start talking.
I know, but that's awkward too, because it's like, how do you start talking?
It's fine. Because, okay, so no, wait. I think it was a Dropouts podcast, right? They just start talking the intros way later. Is it the Dropouts or something else?
Yeah, they do that. They do it in the middle, but every podcast I watch, they're talking, and then they do it.
Usually they talk. They like have a montage of a few clips, or they're talking for like 2 minutes, and put the intro. But like,
but the thing is,
for us, it's like intro. What intro?
It's like a large group of people, and like they're like talking about random stuff, and then they get to the topic. Mm.
Also, they have an audience.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing.
Okay. Well, anyways, that's the end of this episode.
Bye. Also, if we offended you, honestly, like everything I said, I think I didn't. I mean, in the sense that I'm probably only offended guys, and honestly, full offense. Sorry, but I'm just like, I am so over men right now. And also,
we acknowledge that there are women out there with perverted women out there. Mm-hmm. There are women out there.
Oh, also, I saw this other TikTok where it was what does it mean, all these TikToks? But I saw this TikTok where this girl was like working out. She's either she's gay or bi, I don't know. But she was like, her post was about you know, motivation to work out at the gym is seeing all these other girls and like, I don't know, I guess admiring them, whatever. And the only difference between these two is they're both ogling, but she's doing it respectfully. She's not like, she's like admiring this person. She's looking at this person, but she's not going to them and making this crude comment or like, you know, like looking at them in a gross way. Whereas guys tend to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
I don't know why I had to bring that up, but like, yeah.
Anyways,
we're done for real.
Yeah, are like, we? No, are we going to say something? Honestly, but it's like, do better.
Yeah, true.
And there are toxic women out there too, so you guys do better too.
But yeah, if you're toxic, do better. Honestly, you should know
toxic
who you are.
Toxic people in general. It's not like toxic men, toxic women. I'm honestly not fully on the I hate men propaganda.
Dude, I am, only because I don't know. I just am. I hate humans, so really, you can't blame me.
I don't think anyone truly is on that propaganda. It's just something people say. But whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways, goodbye.
See ya. Hopefully. Hello, people.
Hey, guys.
It's not even funny. Why are you laughing? No, just leave it.
Ow, I just hurt my
Please
hand.
Just accept that as the intro, because we are done. No, leave it alone.
It's gone too far in for the video to throw.
We've recorded 20 times already.
Ow. 3, 2, 1. Hello everyone, welcome back to the Pretty Much Everything podcast. I'm your host, in today's episode we're gonna act like we know what we're talking about, but we really don't, so we don't have a topic and we're just gonna blabber, and Shaytha isn't gonna contribute anything to this. She is laughing in silence in the background.
Hi.
Stop, this time you're laughing. I swear we're gonna do one whole podcast episode of just us trying to get the intro done.
We're so here. Hey.